U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association spokesperson Tom Kelly says the U.S. World Cup opener at Beaver Creek was a bit of a disappointment for the U.S. women's alpine team, aside from a stellar performance by Michaela Schifrin in giant slalom.
Michaela Schifrin coming just 0.09 of a second away from a win in the giant slalom, her first ever World Cup podium yesterday, live on NBC nationwide. So that part of the weekend kind of made up a little bit for the disappointment on the speed side.
He says while Schifrin is the reigning slalom skier in the world, it's not too surprising that she was atop the podium in GS.
Well, it's kind of a next step. Different skiers come at it differently. I mean, frankly, Ted Ligety was doing better in slalom first and then moved into GS. Some may go the other way, but it wasn't a big surprise given how strong she has been. She's also been competitive in giant slalom even last year. But now the fact that she's skiing for the podium and skiing for the win, that's a different deal.
The U.S.'s Julia Mancuso had a DNF, and Lindsey Vonn opted out for the weekend due to a partial tear of her ACL several weeks ago. However, says Kelly, Vonn may be back to compete next weekend in Canada.
Yeah, Lake Louise is coming up this next weekend. Downhill training actually starts tomorrow up in Lake Louise. Lindsey did train over the weekend. She went out and free-skied for the first time on Friday, took Saturday off, and she did some training on Sunday, and I don't know her plan for today, but she is planning on going up to Lake Louise. Whether she races will kind of depend on how she's feeling, but so far in her training, she's been feeling pretty good.
On the men's side, the World Cup downhill in Lake Louise, Alberta, Canada was also a disappointment, with Bodie Miller scoring the best with a 16th place finish.
There, I mean, Bodie is where he is. He's coming back, and you know, he was the best finisher up there. But there were a lot of higher hopes up there for the men. The men had trained better just on race day, really didn't put it down as fast as they had in some of the training. Super G, Travis Ganong was 22nd for the top finish there.
Kelly says there's a lot of live coverage of World Cup races continuing with the U.S. men's team in Colorado this coming weekend.
Live television coverage on NBC and NBC Sports Network. We're going to be delayed in Friday's Super G until evening, but on Saturday and Sunday, you're going to be able to watch it live. NBCSN for the downhill and NBC with Ted Ligety going for, I think it's a fourth straight year of wins on that Birds of Prey GS course.
The U.S. cross-country team was in Finland over the weekend, with the U.S.'s Keegan Randall, along with Sadie Bjornsson from Washington State, highlighting the results.
A lot of fun stuff from the opener for the cross-country team in Kuusamo, Finland, high above the Arctic Circle, the Ruka Triple, a three-day mini tour, and it kicked off on Friday with actually Sadie Bjornsson qualifying third, a personal best for her. She unfortunately got knocked out in the first round when they got to the heats, but Keegan Randall qualifying 15th. She went into the heats, saw it all the way through, and this was a classic technique race. She has never been on the podium in a classic technique race before, ended up second. Incredible finish for her, and that set up a strong weekend.
And the Nordic combined team, aside from Park City's Taylor Fletcher, had a disappointing season opening in Finland.
Taylor Fletcher, the one bright spot, as he won his anchor leg to put the team up into seventh place in the team event. And the cross-country team, they'll all be in Lillehammer for a great weekend of racing.
Park City's Billy DeMong was disqualified, says Kelly, due to newer stringent rules and a Nordic jumping suit violation.
You know, in his situation, he lost a couple of pounds just in the travel over there and just in preparation, and his suit was just a little bit too baggy. And, you know, if you're not right within the actual spec, you're going to be disqualified. And it's been a big issue since these rules came into effect a year or so ago.
That's Tom Kelly of the USSA. He says the cross-country, Nordic combine, and ski jumping teams will all convene this weekend in Lillehammer, Norway. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.